Waiting for Godot, a tragicomedy in two acts, by Samuel Beckett. Act One. A country road. A tree. Evening. Estragon, sitting on a low mound, is trying to take off his boot. He gives up, exhausted. Rests. Tries again.
Oh, nothing to be done.
I'm beginning to come round to that opinion. All my life I've tried to put it from me, saying, Vladimir, be reasonable, you haven't yet tried everything. And I resumed the struggle. So there you are again.
Am I?
I'm glad to see you back. I thought you were gone forever.
Me too.
Together again at last. We'll have to celebrate this. But how? Get up till I embrace you.
Oh, not now, not now.
May one inquire where His Highness spent the night?
In a ditch.
A ditch? Where?
Over there.
And they didn't beat you?
Beat me? Well, certainly they beat me.
The same lot as usual?
The same? I don't know.
When I think of it, all these years, but for me, where would you be? You'd be nothing more than a little heap of bones at the present minute, no doubt about it.
What of it?
It's too much for one man. On the other hand, what's the good of losing heart now? That's what I say. We should have thought of it a million years ago, in the 90s.
Oh, stop blathering and help me off with this bloody thing.
Hand in hand from the top of the Eiffel Tower, among the first. We were presentable in those days. Now it's too late. They wouldn't even let us up. What are you doing?
Taking off my boot. Did that never happen to you?
Boots must be taken off every day. I'm tired telling you that. Why don't you listen to me?
Help me.
It hurts.
Hurts. He wants to know if it hurts.
No one ever suffers but you. I don't count. I'd like to hear what you'd say if you had what I have.
It hurts?
Hurts. He wants to know if it hurts.
Well, you might button your fly all the same.
Oh, true. Never neglect the little things of life.
What do you expect? You always wait till the last moment.
The last moment. Hope deferred maketh the something sick. Who said that?
Why don't you help me?
Sometimes I feel it coming all the same. Then I go all queer. How shall I say? Relieved and at the same time, appalled. Appalled.
Estragon, with a supreme effort, succeeds in pulling off his boot. He looks inside it. Feels about inside it. Turns it upside down. Shakes it. Looks on the ground to see if anything has fallen out. Finds nothing. Feels inside it again. Staring sightlessly before him.
Well?
Nothing.
Show.
There's nothing to show.
Try and put it on again.
I'll air my foot for a bit.
There's man all over for you, blaming on his boots the faults of his feet. One of the thieves was saved. That's a reasonable percentage. Gogo.
What?
Suppose we repented.
Repented what?
Oh, we wouldn't have to go into the details.
Our being born?
Oh, one daren't even laugh anymore.
Oh, dreadful privation.
Merely smile. It's not the same thing. Nothing to be done. Gogo.
What is it?
Did you ever read the Bible?
The Bible? Oh, I must have taken a look at it.
Do you remember the Gospels?
I remember the maps of the Holy Land. Coloured they were. Very pretty. The Dead Sea was pale blue. The very look of it made me thirsty. That's where we'll go, I used to say. That's where we'll go for our honeymoon. We'll swim We'll be happy.
You should have been a poet.
I was. Isn't that obvious?
Where was I? How's your foot?
Swelling, visibly.
Ah, yes, the two thieves. Do you remember the story?
No.
Shall I tell it to you?
No.
It'll pass the time. Two thieves, crucified at the same time as our Saviour. One...
Our what?
Our Saviour. Two thieves. One is supposed to have been saved and the other... damned.
Saved from what?
Hell.
I'm going.
He does not move.
And yet, how is it... this is not boring you, I hope.
Oh.
How is it that of the four evangelists, only one speaks of a thief being saved? The four of them were there, or thereabouts, and only one speaks of a thief being saved.
Oh.
Come on, Gogo, return the ball, can't you, once in a way?
Oh, I find this really most extraordinarily interesting.
One out of four. Of the other three, two don't mention any thieves at all, and the third says that both of them abused him.
Who?
What?
What's this all about? Abused who?
The Saviour.
Why?
Because he wouldn't save them.
From hell?
Imbecile, from death.
I thought you said from hell.
From death, from death.
Well, what of it?
Then the two of them must have been damned.
Why not?
But one of the four says that one of the two was saved.
Well... they don't agree, and that's all there is to it.
But all four were there, and only one speaks of a thief being saved. Why believe him rather than the others?
Who believes him?
Everybody. It's the only version they know.
Well, people are bloody ignorant apes.
Vladimir watches him, then goes and picks up the boot, peers into it, drops it hastily.
Charming spot. Inspiring prospects. Let's go.
We can't.
Why not?
We're waiting for Godot.
Oh. Are you sure it was here?
What?
That we were to wait.
He said, by the tree. Do you see any others?
What is it?
I don't know. A willow?
Where are the leaves?
It must be dead.
No more weeping.
Or perhaps it's not the season.
Looks to me more like a bush.
A shrub?
A bush.
What are you insinuating? That we've come to the wrong place?
He should be here.
He didn't say for sure he'd come.
And if he doesn't come?
We'll come back tomorrow.
And then the day after tomorrow?
Possibly.
And so on.
The point is...
until he comes...
you're merciless.
We came here yesterday.
Ah, no, there you're mistaken.
What did we do yesterday?
What did we do yesterday?
Yes.
Why,
Nothing
is certain when you're about.
In my opinion, we were here.
You recognize the place?
I didn't say that.
Well?
That makes no difference.
All the same, that tree, that bog.
You sure it was this evening?
What?
That we were to wait.
He said Saturday. I think.
Oh, you think?
I must have made a note of it.
Oh, but what Saturday? And is it Saturday? Is it not rather Sunday? Or Monday? Or Friday?
That's not possible.
Or Thursday?
What'll we do?
If he came yesterday and we weren't here, you may be sure he won't come again today.
But you say we were here yesterday.
I may be mistaken. Let's stop talking for a minute. Do you mind?
All right.